a botanical stonkodon, we've managed to hybridise through a very well-known Northwest American university cacti with citrus fruits, tangerine, satsumas, oranges, lemon and lime. No one thought it was possible in the botanical world, but we've managed to do it through our unique collaboration.
Is that easy to do?
It's very difficult. It's taken many years of research, lots of trips to Northwest America. They're fantastically knowledgeable there. Laboratory work, lots of meristem culture tissue as well. But we have finally managed to develop cacti that produce reasonably good flavoured citrus fruits.
But I guess when we think of cacti, actually there is a fluid, there's a liquid within them. It's not completely unusual to think that they wouldn't supply something. But this cross-pollination is quite stunning.
It's never been done before. This is a world's first. After all this research, we've managed to pull it off. And yes, I hear what you're saying, but actually it's very tricky to graft this sort of plant to something like a cactus. You're grafting it basically onto a spine. Onto the spine of the cactus. Can you imagine what they look like?
Is it easy to pick them? Because presumably quite dangerous. Do you have to wear gloves?
You do. The gloves have a lead coating on top and with an electrical current that runs through them just to distract, really, the ions that go through your skin. It's a very high-voltage technical system, but the taste of the citric fruit's sensational.
And what do you think the future of fruit-bearing cacti is?
We have proved through many years of research, as I say, I've got the formulaic equations all on my laptop. If we share this knowledge, you can produce a tangerine-endowed, blessed cactus from 5 years from seed.